This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Heidi Ginnall, the Republican candidate for governor, wants to eliminate Colorado's income tax. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Personal income taxes put $11 billion into the state budget every year. That's more than half the revenue for the general fund. Ginnall says she could get rid of that tax over 8 years by finding waste, attracting new businesses, and axing state government services by 10% per year. She told CPR's Ryan Warner she would start with the Public Health Department, which oversees everything from air quality enforcement to the pandemic response.
Public health has so much more power right now than they did. So that's one of the agencies I would like to take a look at.
There are 9 states with zero or very little income tax. They sometimes rely on gambling, sales taxes, or higher property taxes instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
We'll also hear from incumbent Governor Jared Polis on the state income tax this morning. A new plan to recruit more teachers of color in Colorado would provide competitive salaries and other incentives such as loan forgiveness. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports 86% of teachers in Colorado are white.
Research suggests that all students benefit from having at least one teacher of color. Students of color who have had at least one same-race teacher are much less likely to drop out of high school. The plan from a state-mandated work group also pushes for programs that encourage students of color and classroom aides to be teachers. It also says school districts need support to address implicit bias and microaggressions in the workplace. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The diabetes treatment company Virta Health is making Colorado its new headquarters. The state plans to give the company nearly $7 million in tax incentives over 8 years. Virta says it will create about 900 jobs in its move to Colorado. People who want to learn how to hunt have an opportunity with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. A state program is available for Colorado residents, adults, and kids 12 and older. The deadline for applications is October 14th. There's a good chance for rain across much of Colorado through this afternoon and this evening. This is CPR News.